do you recommend, or do you have any advice for people who want to get started in travel writing, or just to reinvent themselves as someone who gets paid to travel? What would that advice be?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's actually good news right now, and I'll get to that in a moment. But the first thing, the first point I really want to make is that, you know, I think people open up a magazine and they read a story and they think, oh, gosh, that would just be great to have taken that trip, but I could never do that. I could never write about it like that. And that is just not the case. Travel writing is not rocket science. It's really true. It's not that hard to do. We have had people from all walks of life try their hand at travel writing, and the difference between those who are successful and those who are not, it's the ones who actually just put a few words on paper. I mean, there's not a lot of difference between writing an email to a friend about what you did on vacation and turning that into a travel piece. The difference is only the way it's presented. There are a few sort of road rules you need to follow, but once you know what those are, it's almost formulaic, and I don't mean to sort of imply that there's no creativity in it, but I do want to make the point, and I hope that this sort of inspires people, that you shouldn't be intimidated by it. I know so many working, successful, professional travel writers, and I can tell you with great confidence that not a single one of them is doing something you cannot learn to do. I mean, they're just not, it's not like they have any magic dust. I mean, they just know the tricks, and that's kind of what it's all about. I mean, that's why originally I wrote the Ultimate Travel Writers Program just at the outset, because I felt like there were people out there who had this great intelligence to share, who had these tips and insights and information and opinions about places in the world, but they just didn't know how to package them in a way that I, as an editor, could pick them up and use them. And so, really, that's really the trick behind the Ultimate Travel Writers Program. It's just showing people, here's what the package looks like. Here's what you slip into it. This is how you do it. It is not, as I said, that hard. However, it is really fun, and it's romantic, and it's cool, and it has a certain mystique about it, I think, and quite rightly. You know, it's always one of those jobs people say, oh, if I could do anything in the world, I'd want to be a travel writer. Well, okay, the good news is you can. And in fact, I think right now it is easier than ever to break in. There are so many more outlets for travel intelligence today than there were even, you know, 2 and 3 years ago. You've got magazines and newspapers, but now all of them want all this added material online and for their e-letters, and you've got blogs and trip board websites and online publications that, you know, a lot of these online publications started with some guy who has this little idea, and as he grows that idea, he realizes he needs more content, and who's going to help him? Who's going to provide this content? Well, all of a sudden, he's essentially a publisher, and he wants what you have to say. I mean, these kinds of outlets did not exist 10 years ago. A lot of them didn't exist even 2 years ago. And what's more, I was actually just talking to Nick Osborne, who's an online marketer, and he and I were chatting, and he made this really interesting point. He was talking about websites, but I think it applies very directly to travel writing. He was saying that, you know, if you are growing roses, and your roses are not thriving, they're just not doing very well, but your next-door neighbor, her roses are going gangbusters. You could go inside and Google some expert about growing roses and try to figure out what to do with your roses, or you could just lean over the back fence and ask your neighbor, so what are you doing? Why is it? I mean, we have basically the same plot of land. Why are your roses doing so much better than mine? We have culturally, I think, and this is very pronounced online on the web, we are interested in that neighborly feedback. You no longer have to be such an expert to have your opinions and your insights carry weight. I think in the old world, you know, you had to go get a doctorate and I'm the rose person, can I help you? You don't need to do that anymore. The fact that you took a trip and you had a specific experience there, that carries weight. That carries some importance, and people, other readers are interested in that, and that really has opened up just an entirely new market for writers, and you don't have to be that expert. You don't have to write the perfect travel story. You just need to have an opinion and express it in a way that people feel that it has some validity. And so I think that the good news there is that you can all do that. You know, everybody can do that.
That's a great tip, actually, and that's something that we've not said, or, well, I think we've said it before, but we haven't really nailed it in, that you don't have to be an expert, and maybe people do have that fear a lot. I know we do have a lot of readers. Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I think that they do. You know, people, it's interesting, because we've had so many readers who have, you know, they have other lives. They are doctors and architects, and they are massage therapists, and they're everything. They run the gamut, teachers and people from all walks of life and all levels of education, and in their own sort of, in the area that they're trained in, they have a certain confidence. But for some reason, they don't seem to bring that confidence with them when they look at travel writing, and it's silly, because they know things. They're able to be successful in their own other lives. There's no reason why you can't take that success and that confidence and apply it in travel writing. There's absolutely no reason.
Okay, that's great. That's a good piece of advice.